7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what employers are looking for: more valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
I'm Steve, and I'm the owner of Cartoon Steel. We bring lighthearted fun and nostalgia to shooting sports with our cartoon character gong targets. Steamboat Willie, Felix the Cat, and many more. Got an idea for a unique steel gong target? Shoot us a line on our website, cartoonsteeltargets.com. That's cartoonsteeltargets.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. 11 to 1. Podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com. Okay. Well, to begin with, we have almost an attempted overthrow and a coup occurring in South Korea. We're focused on what's happening in the Middle East. We're focused on what's happening in the change that's coming from one administration to a new administration. And in South Korea, President Yoon Suk-yeol, he imposed emergency martial law yesterday No, I'm sorry. Today, while we were sleeping, which would be yesterday, or tomorrow, while we were sleeping, there's been this martial law imposed, and Yoon Suk-yeol is accusing the opposition, which he claims is sympathetic to the North, of anti-state activities. He says the martial law is aimed at eradicating pro-North Korean forces and to protect the Constitution, constitutional order of freedom. According to the Yonhap News Agency. Well, definitely China is behind any overthrow of South Korea, using North Korea to overthrow South Korea. For the War of Armageddon, we are not quite little under 8 years away from the War of Armageddon, 2032. It's just in this next little over 7 years and 10 months, we're going to see a continued concerted effort by China, the CCP, and Xi Jinping. The target was Hong Kong, and that first target has been the objective was by China to once again integrate Hong Kong. That has been realized. The next plan is Taiwan, and then South Korea. China's having difficulty in Taiwan because the United States continues to sell millions of dollars worth of military aid to Taiwan. So China may, at the same time, I believe, is behind an overthrow of the South Korean government. Eventually, the Asian sisters, Xi Jinping, will work out the diplomatic plans to assure the Asian sisters that when the United States leaves them, it can no longer protect these nations like Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, the Philippines, Vietnam, Cambodia. When the United States, when we betray them like we've done to these other nations, then China will be there to assist them in every way. In my view, Xi Jinping is the president of China that is going to cause harmony with the Asian sisters. And the objective to, with many of them, not all of them. India, I don't think so. I think India is going to be a problem for China. But nevertheless, Revelation chapter 16, there is a war called the War of Armageddon, Megiddo. And Xi Jinping, he's young, he's brilliant, he has great power, he has a lifelong presidency in China. He's pretty much eliminated all of his competition, all of the, those that would threaten him in the political, in the CCP, in the government, Chinese government, All of his enemies are being targeted and disappearing or dying. But he has to work out the relationships with some of these Asian nations because he needs their armies and their gross national product for his plans in the Middle East. I don't think there is there's time for the Chinese to the CCP to raise up another individual like Xi Jinping. He is more communist than Chairman Mao. He is being forced to be more to become more anti-American than any other Chinese president. So this was happening in South Korea. This is going to escalate. Now, according to there's this Democrat Party leader, Lee Jae-myung. He has slammed the move as unconstitutional. His party shot down Yoon's 2025 budget bill last week and has been calling for probes into several scandals surrounding the president's wife and senior officials. But they are basically, as of this morning, under martial law. And the president is telling the trained doctors who are staging a walkout to return to work, he's going to give them 48 hours. So I do think that I don't believe that you'd have the CIA involved in this coup. I do believe you would have the CCP involved with individuals from North Korea, most likely. Armageddon is a little over 7.5 years away. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Okay, the next topic is last week there was talk about, there was the news coming out that Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon were going to work out an agreement, a ceasefire. And I'll just refer to a prophecy in Psalm 83, which is a regional war that began last November on the 6th. Was it October? Oh, my gosh, October 7th, 2023. And this Psalm 83 war, that was a beginning date. And it is a detailed account of what's happening in the Gaza Strip, in Syria, Lebanon, what's going to continue to happen, what will happen in present-day Jordan, a conflict. They want to have a ceasefire with Hezbollah. The world has not as yet to realize that you cannot negotiate with terrorists. Terrorists who hate, the hatred of Israel goes to the marrow. This hatred is, you cannot control it. You cannot call a ceasefire. You can't, I mean, if it's a ceasefire, it'll be, you know, time out to go to the bathroom. But once you're going done, you're doing your thing, you're back into the conflict. That's what a ceasefire is in this condition. Just enough time to go to the restroom, maybe to grab a quick drink. There's not going to be any ceasefires from this point out. Israel is going to win this conflict in Lebanon, in the West, in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank, the Golan Heights. And when King Hussein II of Jordan decides to enter the conflict, that conflict will be over pretty quickly. Lebanese-based Hezbollah, they struck against alleged Israeli ceasefire violations for the first time since the fragile truce took place last week, militant group said on Monday. Hours later, the Israeli Defense Force announced airstrikes on dozens of missile launchers and infrastructure in Lebanon. It stated that Israel conducted daily attacks on Lebanon starting the day after the ceasefire agreement between the Jewish state and the Hezbollah came into force last Wednesday. Israel said it has broken the ceasefire Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar claimed that Israel's strikes are enforcing rather than violating the ceasefire. Israel is not violating the ceasefire understandings, but rather enforcing them in response to Hezbollah's violations, Sa'ar said on X on Monday. So who is violating what? 90% of the times, it will be the terrorists. There's no negotiating with Hezbollah, Hamas, no negotiating. This conflict is just going to continue. Israel is, the campaign is, has been, the advantage has been to Israel for the last year. Iran, all of the continuing to get arms into Gaza, into the West, into West Bank also, but into Lebanon, these routes have been destroyed. Israel has targeted these routes from Iran through Syria into Lebanon. The routes coming from the routes, the shipments coming in from Egypt. The tunnels have been pretty much destroyed. They have no, they don't have a capability to continue this war much longer. Israel is going to continue advancing in every area that's in conflict presently. Iran is really backing down. Now you have war in Syria. You have Turkey involved. You have the Kurds involved. You have Bashar al-Assad's forces involved, having to pull forces from forces fighting in Lebanon against Israel to now having to stop the conflict in the north. A year from now, the great war in Ezekiel 38 and 39 will have been completed. We're 10 months out, 9 months out. Every month takes off a month. We're a month closer. It's then you have Donald Trump. No, before I talked about what Trump is doing, I'm going to talk about Angela Merkel. The Nord Stream pipelines. The question is, who took these, who ruptured these lines? Well, it was the United States. It wasn't Ukraine. The explosives used to rupture these lines were the technology. It's called trin-troll-toline. It's only about 15 letters. But anyhow, this explosive, it's highly regulated. It's military grade. It is pretty much something that only advanced militaries can use or would have access to or could actually build or put together. It's you can't buy it at your hardware store. It's too high tech. Now Angela Merkel, about 4 days ago, she's written a book, and in this book, the book was published in November, came out November 26th, and she says, quote, that Berlin was fully aware that Washington wanted to kill off Nord Stream and that it was just using Russia as a scapegoat to steal a massive new energy market for itself. She says the United States argued that its security interests were affected by the building of the pipeline because its ally Germany would make itself too dependent on Russia. She says, in truth, I felt the United States was mobilizing its formidable economic and financial resources to prevent the business ventures of other countries, even their allies. Henry Kissinger, he warned that the United States should do whatever would be possible to keep Russia and Germany from friending themselves. He also warned that the U.S. should be very cautious in Russia and China developing a tight relationship. The U.S. failed on both counts, almost. She says the United States was chiefly interested in its own economic interests as it wanted to export to Europe liquid natural gas obtained through fracking. So Nord Stream would have done two things: less dependence on American energy and a closer relationship with Russia and Germany. Russia has the gas, Germany has the tech. So the attacks on the Nord Stream pipeline, both of them, were premeditated, designed by Washington, leveraged by the so-called threat of Russia's invasion into Ukraine. And this was a convenient pretext to turn Germany into a pauper state. And look what's happening with Volkswagen. Volkswagen is on the skids. And the German car market, the car industry, is a disaster. Now the employees of Volkswagen are threatening to strike. Germany is the economic power of Europe. Not France, not England, not Sweden, not Norway. Germany. Now that this pipeline has been ruptured, there's an individual by the name of Stephen Lynch. This individual is considering bidding on this ruptured pipeline. And he's asking the United States government for approval. It's a subsidiary of Russia's Gazprom. But now that Washington's meddling has bankrupted the pipeline project, it's set for the auction block. The United States has sanctioned and has basically ever since Russia was forced to move into Ukraine, we have seized the assets of Russia. In this country, in Europe, these assets are frozen. And these assets are being sold, and the finances are going to Ukraine. This has sent a shockwave around the world to all of America's banana republics, all of our colonies. They're thinking, well, if the U.S. would take all of Russia's assets and use them for our own hegemonic purposes, why wouldn't America do the same thing to us? So all the European countries are starting to, you might say, lonely days and lonely nights. They're losing sleep. I'll be back. Present Truth. This is the Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. Podcast 1360. KHNC.com. Podcast section. Present Truth site.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's
time for the Deafblind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I got left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're
old? Yes, why would we continue? Why would the nations continue to have a relationship with the United States of America when we've been untrue? Why should they keep loving us when we've been untrue? Henry Kissinger said, to be an enemy of the United States is dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal. These European nations, Germany, they have to ante up with America's hegemonic program, objectives, New World Order objectives. You have to ante up. If it means your economy, if it means that your people barely get by, barely make it day to day, well, that's the price you have to pay. So Angela Merkel, she basically comes out stating, without really stating, that it was the United States that blew up those pipelines. The United States would never allow Europe to become independent of our grip. And just about the time that Russia went into Ukraine, the European nations were doing well, trading amongst themselves, energy coming from Russia. Their economies were healthy. They were beginning to, you might say, drift away from the control of empire. But the Ukraine war, perfect timing. Was it a conceived plan by the rulers of this government to cause a little friction in Ukraine, to force Russia into Ukraine, and then this government? We say to the European nations, hey, listen, we're supporting you. We need you to put in weapons, money, troops, support. We want you to use your media to, on the front page, Russia bad, the U.S. good. That this is a Russian aggression, Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia's plan is to take over all of Ukraine and then eventually move further into the nations in Eastern Europe. No. This was perfect timing. And I cannot believe that the U.S. was very conscious and aware that the European nations were beginning to, like I say, drift away quietly, carefully, to really, just like the BRIC nations, de-dollarize, to separate themselves from American hegemony. The Europeans wanted the same thing. They still do. Are we going to let them? Are we going to keep them with the collars? Chained with collars around their necks? Absolutely. Germany is an example to the European nations. This is what will happen to you. England has pretty much, they've turned over and played dead. Or they're licking the boot. Now Germany, okay, so this pretty much establishes that it was by premeditated design that Washington leveraged the Russian military operation in Ukraine as a convenient pretext to turn economic competitor Germany and the EU more generally into a vassal. I was visiting with you about this over a year ago. Now it's in the print. It's in the black and the white. This is out of RT News on the 29th of November. America cannot let these vassal nations drift too far away. Merkel's successor, Chancellor Olaf Scholz, now he is a globalist. When I say globalist, I mean he is part of a new world order. He has been promised a position and safety in that order. He is also in that order. It is an order of people that are in secret societies, sworn oaths to these societies. And these societies are all involved in witchcraft. Olaf Scholz and the rest of German and Europe, and the rest of the German and European establishment acted like Joe Biden was coming to their rescue out of benevolence when he offered to sell them liquid natural gas to replace Russian gas, which turned out to cost several times the price to the ongoing detriment of the German and European industry and citizenry. Then Biden, in February 2022, the same month that Russia moved into Ukraine, Biden stands with Scholz at a White House podium. He, according to the article, he's talking like a mafia boss, saying there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2 if Russia enters Ukraine. Then, mysteriously, the pipes ruptured in September of that year. Oh, just a rupture. Bad welds, weak steel, or American technology using this very hard to come by explosives. Kind of like thermite, but not something different. Then you have this guy wanting Stephen Lynch. He wants to buy the ruptured pipelines. No, he doesn't want to buy them. He wants to steal them. Theft. Continued theft. Present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
In the 70s, all these individuals in the college campuses that were pushing back against the grip of America and its world hegemony are now the government. Now they're the politicians in this government. They're the ones that are running these corporations, the NGOs. They're the ones that are now part of the New World Order, the global government. And they were protesting. Campus, what was it, the Democratic, what was that I can't remember some of the groups, but they're all Jane Fonda. With Fonda, she was actually kind of what she was saying was true. The war was about oil. It was about the Rockefellers drilling in the Gulf of Tonkin. And this is why the handsome young president was assassinated. He knew his father was friends with the Rockefeller family. John F. Kennedy knew the plans of the Rockefellers. He studied through his father. His father was taking the same techniques, using the same techniques as John D. Rockefeller to build his empire. And Kennedy built his empire, Joe Kennedy. And Joe Kennedy educated his boys on the policies of the Rockefellers. And John Kennedy and Robert, they knew what America was doing internationally. They knew what we had done in the 1800s in the Philippines with the drugs and all through the 1910, 20, all the way to the present. He knew about, not to the present, but to the 50s. He knew who was involved in the drug trafficking. He understood the benefit of, or who was going to benefit from all the illegal black budget programs, or CIA. He knew about the Rockefellers. No matter what, they're going to drill. They want that oil field. And if it costs 50,000 young American boys' lives, so be it. Kennedy didn't want any part of it. He had, somewhere along the line, his conscience came alive. I believe he had a visit with an eternal God and decided, no, I'm here. I'm going to do what I can for the young men of this country, for the country, the people of the country. And he was actually standing with his fist in the air toward a ruling family. He knew the Rockefellers owned this country going back to early 1900s, 1910, 510. He knew it. He tried to change things, and it was not going to be allowed. Now, here's what Angela says. So you have this guy, Michael Lynch, or Stephen Lynch. So he's asking the U.S. government if he can bid on this Nord Stream 2, the ruptured line. And this way, and what Merkel says is this, quote, "This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for American and European control over European energy supply for the rest of the fossil fuel era. The United States and Europe control over energy forever." Now, Lynch told the Wall Street Journal, "It's also a chance for the United States interests." I'm sorry, that was Lynch saying this. Lynch was saying, "This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity." And he also says, "It's also a chance for the United States interests to profit from and exert control over both the EU and Russia." There we are. "Lonely days and lonely nights. Why should I keep loving you when you've been untrue?" The EU and Russia. "By wedging themselves between the two like they're a chaperone on a teenage movie date." He says, "I haven't heard of Gazprom wanting to put gas transportation infrastructure in the hands of the USA. Gazprom doesn't want to do that. We have all of Russia's assets. We've frozen those assets." Like I said, all the other countries are thinking if they would do this to Russia, Why wouldn't they do that to us? Why wouldn't any of the nations in the BRICS network, they all realize the United States monster wants all the air, wants the oxygen, wants the food, wants to live. And these people in the 70s who were protesting against Monster now are the ones who are directing Monster to take over the world. All of them. Lynch's ambitions, which are perfectly aligned with what Merkel now says has been America's objective all along. Quote, Angela Merkel. Lynch's ambitions, which are perfectly aligned with what Merkel now says has been America's objective all along. Jesus Christ said the truth, nothing will be hidden. The truth will be made known. It will be broadcast from the media, all of social media and mainstream media internationally. The truth is known. Present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer.
So, okay, I like Henry Kissinger's quote, to be a friend of America is dangerous, to be an enemy of America is dangerous. To be an ally of the United States is fatal. It's been fatal for Germany. It's been fatal. Angela Merkel. In a sense, she and Putin, they know each other. Putin, when he was in Germany, East Germany, before the Berlin Wall fell, he knew everything about Merkel and everything happening in Berlin. And he knows that Angela Merkel, okay, sit down now. Angela Merkel is through what do they call that? Through in vitro fertilization, is the daughter of Adolf Hitler. You look at her photos, you look at Hitler, and the real mother is her sister, is Eva von Braun's sister, Greta. So Greta is the mother, but Adolf is the father. And the German, after the Berlin Wall came down, the Russians went ahead and released some of the documents in their archives from World War II, the end of World War II. The Russians know Hitler did relocate to Argentina with the German family in Argentina, where he was hidden till the 70s, I think, when he died. So Hitler, so Putin, he knows Angela. He, you might say, knows her whole history, where she was educated, who she was educated by, the top mathematicians, the scholars of every kind in every field. She was groomed to be the Chancellor of Germany. Eventually, the Catholic Church did have a part in it. And the promise was, if I remember correctly, that there would be a German Pope, and they would allow a Merkel to become the Chancellor of Germany. There was a trade-off. So Merkel is basically, through her book, is basically, it's a gesture to Vladimir Putin that in my book, I'm going to tell the truth to show the world that America was involved in Gazprom and other things. So, Merkel has stated that America's objective was to own Europe all along.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show,